Well, a warning this morning that we're going to see more tornadoes here. This follows the twister which tore through the west coast village of Arahura yesterday. And now forecasters are warning that as temperatures warm, tornadoes may become the norm. So is it true what's going on? Are we simply in for more extreme weather events? Climate scientist at Victoria University, James Renwick, is with us. And James, good morning to you.
Morning,
thank you for your time. So what do you make of all these tornadoes? You're saying that we're going to get more of them?
Maybe. I'll give you a definite maybe on that. I think what you can say is that as the climate warms, you've got more energy in the air, more energy in the water, more water in the air. So there's the potential there. So you can get stronger thunderstorms, and you need a really big thunderstorm cloud to give you a tornado. But individual tornadoes are very small things. They're very damaging. But linking tornadoes to climate change is probably one of the hardest asks in climate science. It's reasonable to suppose that with a more energetic atmosphere and oceans that we could, but there's a lot of things you have to have right to get a tornado, so I don't think it's a clear link between global warming and more vigorous tornadoes.
So they're not exactly uncommon, are they, tornadoes? Are we getting more of them? Have we been getting more of them?
Not as far as I know. I think there haven't been any trends identified. They are pretty episodic. New Zealand, especially western parts of the country, do actually get a fair number of them. Not as strong as the ones you see in the US, for instance, but, you know, they're a pretty common feature of the weather, actually, in New Zealand. But they do come and go, you know, from one year to the next, the numbers jump up and down all over the place. So working out whether there's any trend is pretty hard work. And as far as we can see so far, the answer to that is no. Not to say that there might not be in future, but it's just very noisy situation.
So, James, we just put it down to another extreme weather event and there might be some more of them and it is what it is.
Well, there's plenty of other extremes that we're absolutely certain are on the rise, you know, coastal flooding and flooding generally, heat waves, all the rest of it. So there's plenty to be concerned about, but I think increasing tornadoes is probably not the top of the list.
What I don't understand about all of this is you mentioned heat waves and flow. We've always had those events, though, haven't we, for thousands of years?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's just part of the way the weather rolls, you know. What climate change does is it just shifts the odds, makes the chances of getting a flood much greater. So as time goes on, you just see more of them. Sure, they've been happening forever, but we will see more of them and they'll be bigger in future.
Yeah, okay, so because they were talking about the hurricanes, you know, around the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico and so on and so forth, and they're awful, no question about that, but there's been hurricanes for centuries. I heard a guy mention before about the one at Galveston. He didn't actually go into the detail, but, I mean, it was 1900 in Galveston and 8,000 to 12,000 people died. So they've always had hurricanes.
Oh, sure, we've always had all sorts of weather. But the mix of weather that we're getting and we'll get in the future is changing. So we'll see more of these kind of events and maybe less of the more benign weather. So people just need to be more prepared. That's the story.
And it's the percentage. We don't know, do we, what percentage is caused by humans and what percentage is just, you know, climate change, climate changes.
Yeah, well, we know that the way the climate's changing now is completely down to humans. You know, the chemistry of the atmosphere, the chemistry of the carbon in the air tells us that it's got to be coming from burning fossil fuels. So we know that. But for an
I don't understand that. Why is now different to the Galveston one in 1900? Why is it different from the Florida one where 2,000 died in 1715? This is all before the industrialised era. Why is this different?
No one's saying it's different. What we're saying is that it's easier to get a big hurricane forming now because the ocean's warmer and so on. So the hurricanes that happened in 1900 or, you know, 1700, whatever, they were really devastating events. We're just dialing up more of those now.
Why don't we get hurricanes here? What's that about?
Because we're not in the tropics. You've got to have sea temperatures above 26 degrees C and we're out of that zone. What we do get is the remnants of tropical cyclones, otherwise known as hurricanes, that come our way, such as the Wahine storm, Cyclone Bola and so on. So we do feel the effects, but they're not tropical cyclones or hurricanes when they get to us.
And what's your take on Irma, and we had Harvey, didn't we, that ripped through Texas? What's your take on those ones at the moment?
Well, Irma's developed very quickly into the most violent hurricane seen in that neck of the woods in the North Atlantic. and Irma dumped, Harvey dumped an unprecedented amount of water on South Texas and Louisiana. So, you know, a warmer atmosphere has more moisture in it. So when it rains, you get more rain. So part of the water that fell out of Harvey wouldn't have been there if the climate hadn't warmed up a degree already.
It's interesting, isn't it, Harvey, because it hung around, didn't it? Just hung around Houston there and didn't move on and dumped about 50 inches of rain.
Yeah, that was probably the worst thing. It just, these things normally do move through and shoot off up into the middle latitudes pretty quickly, but this one didn't. It got stuck. Whether or not that's a feature of the way the climate's changing, that's, I don't know if we'll ever really know that. But, yeah, that was a really bad aspect of that particular storm.
Good to talk to you, James, and thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure, Larry.
That is James Renwick, a climate scientist at Victoria University.